more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Monday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, and this is 1320 WILS. Tonight, we'll get some very different perspectives on Jeff Sessions and what he said today about immigration and sanctuary cities. Lansing is considering becoming one. Today might be a reason not to. Also, it's Oberon Day. If you don't know what that is, it's a beer, very special beer. The founder of Bell's Brewery will be here to tell us all about that. But let's begin with what happened today in Detroit, where Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly showed up and spoke to Metro Detroit Arab Americans and Latino leaders. One of the folks that addressed him directly is Martin Manna. He's the president of the Chaldean Community Foundation, and he is here with us here on WILS. Martin, great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, those that don't know what the word Chaldean is, who are the Chaldean people?
Sure, yeah. He also met with me, who is a Chaldean. Chaldeans are indigenous to Iraq and Syria, parts of Iran and Turkey. Chaldeans are Eastern Rite Catholics, and they speak Aramaic, the language or dialect of the language spoken by Christ. Metro Detroit has about 150,000 Chaldeans residing in this area.
150,000, okay. How does that compare to the Arab Muslim community in Metro Detroit?
Well, it is estimated that people from the Middle East are about 500,000, so we're about 150 of the 500,000.
Yeah. Is there any friction between Chaldeans and Muslim Arabs in Metro Detroit?
Well, I don't think there's any friction. I think there's been some challenges more recently just because of some of the persecution the Christians have faced in the Middle East. So some of that has, unfortunately, come to this area just from some of the newcomers who are still acculturating to in American society. So, yeah. But nothing major. I think, you know, the communities have historically gotten along here.
What's that like when a Chaldean, someone that's Chaldean, comes to the U.S. and settles here in Metro Detroit, and there are Muslim Arabs, of course, here? How do they adjust to the different reality here in the U.S.?
Well, you know, our community, meaning the Chaldeans, have taken quite a long process. Typically, a refugee will take 8 or 10 years to get to their host country. Mm-hmm. The U.S. has probably allowed the fewest number of Chaldeans to come over than any other countries throughout the world. Like Australia, New Zealand, Canada have allowed much more. We've kind of seen a slowdown of that. But when they get here, there's a refugee resettlement agency mm-hmm. that is funded by the federal government that gives them about 8 months' worth of federal assistance, and then they're typically on their own. Mm. So we have programs within our community to teach them English, help them find jobs. Once they find a job, we have donations from the community to give them a loan to buy a car. Mm. We give them free health care through members of our community. But we really want to help them acculturate and become contributing members of society and independent of government subsidies. Those are the goals of our program.
Martin Manna, president of the Chaldean Community Foundation, you probably heard those arguments when they talked about refugees, about how specifying Christian Arabs over Muslims would be a form of discrimination in terms of bringing refugees in. What would you think of that?
Well, first of all, Chaldeans don't consider themselves Arabs because we have our own language, our own history, our own culture. But if you look at history, I think one of the problems with the executive order is they wanted to prioritize Christians. The language should say religious and ethnic minorities, because under President Obama, there was a prioritization of Muslims. So if you look at Syria, 10% of its population is Christian, yet 99.3% of all the refugees that were allowed to come here from Syria were Muslim. Mm-hmm. And so also, whenever a genocide has been labeled against groups, you know, since 9/11, 100,000 Somalis have come to the U.S., 99% of which are Muslim, 20,000 Kosovo Muslims, 50,000 from Congo. So there has been a precedence in which, you know, other religions have been given precedence, even Iraqi Shiites during the first Gulf War. So it was interesting that this was challenged, but those others weren't.
Hmm. Martin Manna with us here on WILS, the Chaldean Community Foundation. So you spoke with Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly today. What did you tell him?
Well, I brought up the disparity I just spoke to you about, that there has been a slowdown in amount of ethnic and religious minorities being able to come here from the Middle East. Yeah. And I also talked to him about the community. You know, Chaldeans contribute some $11 billion annually to the economy here in the state of Michigan. They own 15,000 businesses. They're no threat to national security. We covered those issues. And then we also have some members of our community that have received final orders of deportation, which we're concerned about, because if they're sent back to Iraq, frankly, it'll likely amount to a death sentence for them.
Why are they facing deportation?
Many of them have been here. They committed not hardened criminals. You know, they might have been involved in some misdemeanors or felonies that were not necessarily hard felonies. You know, they didn't commit murder, nor have they committed any types of crimes like that, but maybe dealing marijuana or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. They came here legally, but they never got their citizenship, and because of that, they have no path to citizenship and are on order for deportation.
When you say death sentence, what do you mean by that?
Well, a death sentence meaning all the Christians that are fleeing Iraq. It's gone from 1.5 million in 2003 to less than 200,000 today. And the runs that are remaining are mainly in refugee camps. The country has not been tolerant of any other religion. And so, meaning a death sentence, they don't have family there. They don't know the language. They don't know the country. It's likely they won't survive in that country.
Martin Manna with us, president of the Chaldean Community Foundation. So how did the Secretary of Homeland Security, how did he respond to you?
Well, it was a positive discussion. I wasn't the only one present. They had members from the ACLU, Michigan Immigrants' Rights Center, a couple members of the Hispanic community throughout the state. And it was a good dialogue. I mean, obviously.
Did he say that they're reconsidering the refugee numbers or anything else for that matter?
Well, we spoke a little bit about mainly enforcement and how they have to enforce the law. And he also talked about Homeland Security, which we understand and which we agree with. But he also said that there's some wonderful federal agents here in Metro Detroit, which we've always had good dialogue with. He also talked about that there's a lot of misinformation, that ICE isn't just going into neighborhood and picking up people randomly. And so he wanted to make sure that people were aware that they're following the same rules, and that President Obama previously had a ban on these same countries, specifically Iraq, for 6 months, mm-hmm. and that things that are just highly politicized right now.
What Jeff Sessions said today about sanctuary cities are going to basically target them now, cut funding if they keep this up. Is that going to affect Chaldeans in any way?
No, we're not involved in anything like that. Look, we understand the law. We want to abide by it. And we want to just have a dialogue. I mean, if there is no path, we certainly understand, but we're just hopeful that they'll consider it. That's all. We understand that there are laws of the land. And again, our community has come here through the legal channels, either as refugees or sponsored immigrants or some other way. They didn't come here illegally. So we understand that process.
Yeah, but how many Chaldeans would you say come to Michigan every year?
Well, it's really based on how many will be allowed. So over the last few years, it's really been reduced. But since 2007, we're averaging, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 a year.
How do you make sense of that, what you said earlier, that when it was Muslims being specified for immigration, there wasn't a reaction. But when Christians were specified as a priority group, suddenly we saw a reaction to that.
Well, it's a tough predicament for Chaldeans. You know, it's a community that's very faith oriented, Catholic, family and faith has always been first for them. And so when we talk about Christian values with the Democrats, it really doesn't resonate. And on the Republican side, when we talk about immigration, that doesn't resonate. So we're always kind of stuck here in between the groups because they probably don't understand us or so. But mm-hmm. what's happened and previously to what's happened now is everything is highly politicized. I think some of the campaign rhetoric through President Trump when he talked about a Muslim ban is why people are up there so high, are up in arms. Mm-hmm. But there's other stories to this. There's many other groups that are being impacted by all of these orders.
Did you see it that same way? Did you feel it was an actual Muslim ban that he was instituting?
I thought of it differently because, again, we witnessed a lot of this under President Obama. Frankly, there was a step up in the number of people being deported and picked up by President Obama. And President Obama did issue a ban on Iraq, and it was for 6 months. That really impacted our community. Mm. And he also labeled the other countries that President Trump listed as countries harboring terrorists. So we were very familiar with this, and we didn't think of it that way.
How did his administration react, though, when you told him, look, these Chaldeans are being massacred in Iraq? How did they respond to that?
Well, it took a few years, but Secretary Kerry finally labeled what's happened to Chaldeans and other Christians a genocide, but there was no priority status given, and frankly, we saw a slowdown, so it wasn't a good reaction.
How does that make sense to you, then?
Well, you know, I don't make sense of much of government. All we could do is continue to advocate and hope that some people, that this will resonate with certain people.
Do you think they somehow didn't care about the Chaldeans specifically?
Well, I think, you know, for our community, we were more of it tended to be that we were put in a position where we were trying to appease people. You see, and whether or not you like President Trump, one of the things that people should understand is in the Middle East, regardless of what your religion is or background, if you are fleeing a country and going to other countries like Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, you are never allowed to gain citizenship in those countries. And Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, very rich countries haven't taken any refugees in. So President Trump is making sense by talking about safe havens, but it shouldn't just be the burden of the West to take in all these refugees. You know, the Arab countries that surround those that have conflict have a role to play in this, and they should be opening up their borders and giving people a path to citizenship. It shouldn't just be those here in the West.
Martin Manna, he's the president of the Chaldean Community Foundation right here in Michigan. Martin, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, sir.